good morning. We appreciate, I appreciate the fact that you folks come early and have a lot of prayer time. But you are also the pillar of the church as far as changes go. And you know we've got some changes coming up. So I wanted to walk you through, I think each of you will find at the end of your pew, a new version of the Missalette. We're still using the old one, but come 27, we'll use the new one. I just wanted to point out a couple of changes. When the priest begins and says, "The Lord be with you," he will say, "And with your spirit." This is on page 3 of those new Missalettes, just in case you care to look. And every time the priest says, "Where we normally say, and also with you, we will be saved, and with your spirit." So walking through this, the Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Some changes in the penitential act. Using the books you're able to read, so don't be nervous. Then, come to some other changes right before the gospel. We'll answer.
Hurry up.
The Lord be with you. The priest will say that you say, "And with your spirit." Then after a reading from the Holy Gospel, we'll say, "Glory to you, O Lord," instead of "Glory to you, Lord." That's a very minor change. I think a lot of people say that. We're now on page 8. The most extensive changes are where you really want to read a lot. You don't normally sing the same way. It's a nice read. On pages 8 and 9, you'll find exactly the text that you need. Just be ready for that. The biggest change is say, "I believe." Further changes, too. Then we get into the Eucharistic prayer. "The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just." That's going to take a little getting used to. That's on page 10. And then pretty much doesn't change until page 13. "For the communion rites, peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit," we respond. And then when the priest says, "Behold the Lamb of God," slightly different wording now. If I say, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." That's quite a bit different. That's on page 13. And we're almost through with all the changes. And then the concluding rites, the Father will say, "The Lord be with you," and we will say, "And with your spirit." Exactly. So there we go. So come the 27th, all the Missalettes will be replaced. So you just blow a Missalette and you'll have all the words.
Indeed.
Thank you. Song is number 51, "Wake Awake and Sleep No Longer," number 51. Please stand.
Awake, God, to Jerusalem.
begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you. Brothers and sisters, in this morning's Gospel, Jesus tells the parable of the 10 maidens. I were foolish, I were wise. Foolish ones did not bring sufficient oil with them, and so they were late for the wedding celebration. In fact, they missed it entirely. Often enough, we unfortunately make unwise choices. Whenever we sin, we make an unwise choice. So we ask the Lord now to give us the gift of wisdom and to help us to be truly sorry for our sin.
Lord, you came to call the contrite. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, you plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, you came to call sinners. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. Give us freedom of spirit and health of mind and body to do your work on earth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Resplendent and unfading is wisdom, and she is readily perceived by those who love her and found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known in anticipation of their desire. Whoever watches for her at dawn shall not be disappointed, for he shall find her sitting by his gate. For taking thought of wisdom is the perfection of prudence, and whoever for her sake keeps vigil shall quickly be free from care, because she makes her own rounds, seeking those worthy of her, and graciously appears to them in the ways, and meets them with all solicitude. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The response to the psalm, "My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God."
Letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with the word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Ten virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know how many of you took Latin when you were in high school. Actually, when we were in the seminary, we studied Latin every year. In fact, we studied philosophy in Latin. So it was big in two ways. Not only the subject matter, but also the language. But one of the maxims in Latin that we all knew quite well, "Nemo dat quod non habet." You can't give what you don't have. "Nemo dat quod non habet." And that is very true. If a person comes up to you and the good friend of yours and says, I need $1,000, you don't have $1,000. You can't very well give it to that person, can you? Now, in today's gospel parable, we have a kind of a different situation. Because here we have 10 maidens who some have oil in their lamps, some not. Some were wise, some were foolish. When the foolish asked the wise for some oil, the wise said, no, we won't have enough for both of us. You go to the merchants and go buy some for yourself. And when they went, what happened? The bridegroom came, the door was locked, and they were shut out. Now, we know that that parable can have different interpretations and therefore different lessons. But I think there is a very important lesson in that particular story. If we interpret the oil as a gift of faith, what is faith? Faith doesn't necessarily mean intellectual assent, say, I believe it, I accept it. It's a little more difficult than that. Faith means acceptance. It means trust in God. It means, Lord, whatever you want for me, I will accept. And that's very difficult, especially if you have a hard situation in your life, for you to say, Lord, let it be done to me as you will, as the Blessed Mother said. So she had a great deal of faith, because she had no idea what lay ahead of her. But she was willing to give that assent to the Lord, because she trusted in him. Faith is a wonderful virtue to have, but it is very, very difficult. And you can't give it if you don't have it. So even though, let's say, people close to you want the gift of faith, it is something you cannot give away. It has to come from you. It has to come from inside. It has to be that personal acceptance of what God chooses to send you in ways of difficulty, sorrows, and perhaps some crosses of life. It does help us, I think, to understand a little bit more the tradition of marriage in those days. Marriages were not performed as they are today. The first step in the marriage, when a man and woman decided that they wanted to be married, was the betrothal ceremony. Betrothal ceremony was kind of an engagement, but it was much more firm than an engagement. It was a real commitment that this man and woman would be husband and wife. They did not live together yet. They were not allowed to do that, a little different from today. But they were allowed to have children. So even though they were not officially married, they could become parents. Now, when the ceremony took place, the bride would be at her home, the groom would be at his home, and the bridesmaids, usually they were very close friends, would go to the groom's house and escort him to the bride's home. And this sometimes was done in the evening, and so they needed these lamps. For the lamps, they needed the oil to light the way. The trouble is, sometimes these grooms were late. I don't know if that's different from today or not, but remember, there's a song, Get Me to the Church on Time. In my experience is the bride was usually late, not the groom. But nonetheless, that is what would happen. The bridesmaids would escort the groom to the bride's home. They would have the ceremony, and they would be husband and wife. Now, in this instance, the groom was late. And he was very late. And so the bridesmaids had their lamps. Some had sufficient oil, some did not. It wasn't until midnight that he showed up at the bride's home. And some of the virgins did not have enough oil. Give us some of yours. No. We can't. We don't have enough. Go buy some for yourself. By the time they did, what happened? Party began. Doors were locked. And those high bridesmaids couldn't get in. The oil is a gift of faith. And faith, as I mentioned before, is something you cannot give away. So that if someone asked you, even though they were close to you, "I admire your faith, give me some," you couldn't. Because it has to come from me. It has to come from inside me. It can't be transplanted. It can't be wished. It can't be even prayed for in the sense that I can pray that another person has faith and he or she will get it. I can pray that this person will receive faith, but I cannot impose it. I cannot give it. I cannot transform that faith to someone else. Now, how do you have a strong faith? Coming to Mass, really participating in the Mass, receiving communion, prayer, especially prayer. Prayer can give up your faith, reading scripture, doing good things, saying the rosary. That will build up your faith as long as the mind is in the prayer. And so when these crises come in life, and they will, I assure you, not only death, but there will be some sorrows in your life, some difficulties. When they come, you will have the faith to accept, not to turn away from God. I know people, and you do too, because they have had a rough time in life. Who do they blame? They blame God. So they turn away from God. They turn away from the very person they need in their life. It's almost like a spiritual suicide. So they have nothing left. Some revert to drugs, some to alcohol, some to despair, some to turning away from God entirely. And they are depriving themselves of the very thing they need, which is unfortunate, isn't it? So I urge you to build up faith within yourself so that when these crises come, and I say they will, you will have something to rely on. I know people who have a deep faith, and it's a marvel to be able to see how they can accept certain difficulties in their life. You say, "I wonder how he did it. I wonder how she survives after all of these difficulties." It's because they have their trust and faith in God. Because they will put their life in the hands of God and say, "God, you know best. You will give me sufficient strength to be able to get through this problem without turning against you or away from you." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we kindly stand. Let us profess our faith together now. We will be saying the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us now pray to the Lord for the gift of wisdom and for his constant help. Let us pray that he does hear our needs and will respond to them according to his will.
For the church, that we may find the spring of life deep within us that will enable us to be light for others in times of darkness, we pray to the Lord. for wisdom for our president, for the members of Congress, and for the Supreme Court, that God will inspire them in their decision-making and give them insight into the real causes of the problems before them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have served their nation, that they may enjoy their freedom and be blessed with health and peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the gift of wisdom, that God will give us insight and understanding through our daily experiences, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, that God will strengthen them and make them new with abundant healing love, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the deceased, especially Jeannie Proctor and those in our Book of Life, and Shelby Churan, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for these and the intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear the prayers of your people as we pray for your blessings. Grant us wisdom to make right choices. Give us peace through Christ our Lord.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing "We Will Rise Again," number 440. Number 440.
Together may be acceptable to God, our Almighty God. God of mercy, in this Eucharist we proclaim the death of the Lord. Accept the gifts we present and help us to follow him with love. For he is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. By his birth, we are reborn. In his suffering, we are freed from sin. By his rising from the dead, we rise to everlasting life. In his return to you in glory, we enter into your heavenly kingdom. And so we join the angels and the saints as they sing their unending hymn of praise. Of the Holy Spirit. From age to age, you gather a people to yourself, so that from east to west, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. And so, Father, we bring you these gifts. We ask you to make them holy by the power of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate this Eucharist. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks and praise. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again, he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. His glorious resurrection and ascension into heaven, and ready to greet him when he comes again, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look with favor on your church's offering and see the victim whose death has reconciled us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by his body and blood may be filled with his Holy Spirit and become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make us an everlasting gift to you and enable us to share in the inheritance of your saints with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, the martyrs, St. Claude, and all your saints, on whose constant intercession we rely for help. Lord, may this sacrifice, which has made our peace with you, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Strengthen in faith and love your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Pope Benedict, our Archbishop Allen, his assistant bishops, and all the bishops with the clergy, the religious, and the entire people your son has gained for you. Father, hear the prayers of the family you have gathered here before you. In mercy and love, unite all your children wherever they may be. Welcome into your kingdom our departed brothers and sisters and all who have left this world in your friendship. We hope to enjoy forever the vision of your glory through Christ our Lord, from whom all good things come. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. And grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with each one of you.
And also with you.
Let us offer each other a sign of Christ's peace.
Jesus, the Lord, will one day judge the living and the dead. Happy are we who are called to the supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
Thank you. Lord, we thank you for the nourishment you give us through your holy gift. Pour out your Spirit upon us, and in the strength of this food from heaven, keep us single-minded in your service. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
May Almighty God bless each one of us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This Mass is ended. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other.
As we are sent forth, let us sing number 742. Rejoice, the Lord is King, number 742. We will sing the first and last verses.
Your God and King adore. Yes, I did. I know what I did.
Thank you.